Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. If you want to have the power, you got to bear the pain.
All right, man.
If there's one thing in life, it seems like everybody is after. That one thing is power. The problem with power is that if you don't know how to deal with it, power will set you up for quick failure.
All right, man.
Sometimes we ask God for something and we don't want to go through the pain, the tribulation, the trials of getting it. And so when God gives it to us, we're not in a position to handle it. And so because we're not in a position to handle it, it doesn't stay with us very long. I don't know about you, but I want God to bless me. But more importantly, I want to be in a position, in a state of mind, where I have the wisdom to apply and the wisdom to keep what God has given me. I think one of the saddest things in life is when someone receives something and 2 weeks later, it's gone. It seems like a wasted blessing, because you have to know that when God gives you something, you're already in a position where God says, I can trust you with it. The problems sometimes come about where power comes, and where power comes, power gives birth to ego. And so your ego says, I got this thing under control and I really don't need God. Because I have a rap on this thing, Satan will sneak in and he will pop you upside your head. And what you'll discover is how quick you can fall on your face because you thought you were doing it all by yourself. We need to understand this morning that you can do nothing good, nothing great outside of God. And so in every step that you take in life, you need God, because God is a God who says to you that I am ordering your step. Because God is ordering your step, God knows exactly where you need to step and who you need to step around. There are some folk in your life that you keep stepping to. There are some folk in your life that you keep going to, and God is keep trying to push you away from those people. Everybody in your life, everybody in your path is not good for you. But even the people in your path that is not good for you, you need to understand even they are there for a purpose. Now, because they are there for a purpose, you don't need to hate them. You need to begin to embrace what they are about, because it is through them that God is going to receive his glory. God will always use a smart person to make you look like a child of God. And see, what I mean by that is that what we seek after is power, and what God is giving you is meekness. Now, meekness is not weakness. Meekness is power that is under control. In other words, just because you think you got over on me, please don't think that I'm crazy. I let you got that one.
Amen.
But now when you come back again, I need for you to know that I got the stopper for you. Now, just because you got that 20, you didn't pay me back. Don't come looking for 20 more, because it ain't going to happen. Now, I'm a child of God, and I'm saved, and I'm sanctified, but I'm 50 miles from foolish. And so what God is trying to put us in a position to understand, and that is that in order for us to have the power, we must go through something.
Amen.
Every time you turn your television on or you pick up the newspaper today, it seems like something bad is going on in the world. Not only is it something bad, but it seems like it is so great. Like God is just allowing thousands of people to be wiped out. It is like God is allowing the whole economy to be turned around, and everybody 401, everybody 403, everybody sell our everything. Thing is down. So God, what are you doing right now? I think I have an answer for you, if perhaps not the answer. But a answer is that God is trying to transfer the wealth out of the world into the kingdom of God.
All right now. All right. Teachers, Pastor. Yes.
That's good news. It's good news, because in order for us to receive the wealth, we have to endure, we have to bear the pain. You're going to have to bear with me this morning, because I need to set something up. I need to paint a picture. But I didn't know what to say, how to paint the picture. So I had to call to the medical center. One of my nieces work at the medical center. She's a nurse. And so imagine the conversation of me, uncomfortable, trying to talk to my little niece about PMS. It wasn't an easy conversation. Don't look like that, child. Come on. Child, look like that. We'll come back to that one, Chuck. I love you. But the conversation in which she was trying to tell me some elementary things, and I had no earthly idea what she was talking about. Now, why would I talk to my niece about PMS? And the reason is because I believe that the body of Christ is being prepared to receive the seed that God has for it. And so I think for us to understand that God has the body of Christ in a holding place, getting ready to impregnate the body, we have to understand the cycle that a woman goes through and the process, the reproductive cycle that she goes through to better see the church. Remember that Jesus is coming back for his bride, which is a church. So every time the church is increased, that's another seed to the body of Christ. So here goes. So with the PMS, what I discovered about PMS is that PMS is not the cycle. I know y'all women saying, well, I knew that, but I didn't know that.
All right.
I thought it was the same.
I know
I'm getting it, right? And so the doctor began to tell me as he was laughing with my niece about PMS. And so what he said, in essence, he says, well, let me tell you this way. In other words, what your body or what a woman's body is doing is that PMS, she's releasing hormones.
That's right.
And because she's releasing hormones, she signaling her body that something is going to come along. And when that time comes, that season comes, then whatever seed flows your way, it can then connect to you. Bear with me a little bit. And so when PMS starts, PMS is to get you ready for the cycle, if there's a cycle. And so after PMS starts, PMS is a sign, it's symptoms of things to come. And then once PMS ends, and then your body, a woman's body, is ready to be fertile. In other words, the hormones has been released, and now her body is ready to receive a seed. Now, because her body is ready to receive a seed, her body has to kind of open up. And then the thousands of seeds that will flow her way, it only takes one.
That's right.
To connect.
That's right.
You need to understand that there's some folk in your life. A lot of folk who don't like you, but it only takes one connection so that God can move you from one place to the next.
That's right.
It only takes one person to believe in your dream, in your vision, in your seed, and he will move you from one place to the next. And so here you are, the body of Christ, we're ready to receive the seeds. Now, all seeds won't connect.
All right.
And there's a possibility that no seeds will connect. If no seeds connect, then your body has a way of shutting down the fertilization, and then it has its cycle. In other words, what it does is wash away all of the waste.
That's right.
You got some haters in your life, and God is trying to wash them away. You got some backstabbers in your life, and God is trying to wash them away. You got some folk who keep trying to trip you up, and God is trying to wash them away. The problem is, as God washes away, we go back and get them. And we wonder why, with the same group of friends, we keep getting the same results. You gotta change your friends in order for you to get a different result. See, but the beauty of the cycle is that as God begins to wash away and some people walk out of your life, what that says to you is that I really didn't need you all along. It took them people walking out of your life to notice that they walked out and I didn't even miss them. God is strategically placing the body of Christ in a place where some people are going to walk out of your life. When those folk walk out of your life, you'll cry for a little while, but then you'll quickly discover, I didn't need you anyway. Because I'm pregnant with a real seed, and I don't need a cycle anymore. I don't need the washing away. I've been playing long enough, baby, I'm ready to give birth to something. Am I talking to somebody who got a dream, got a vision inside of you, and say, I'm tired of washing away. It's time for something to stick to me. It's time for Mr. Wright to stick to me. It's time for this right to stick to me. It's time for my blessings to stick to me. And so God has us in a place where he's saying, I'm putting you here. I'm sanctifying you. I'm setting you aside for a special purpose. And that special purpose is creation. Now, the seed that sticks brings about creation. Creation is life. Creation is you and I. And so in order for us to live, we must have blood inside of us. And so God is saying through Jesus Christ, when he bled on the cross, he gave us the blood of life. Now, when we were born, we were originally born to Adam. That was the bad blood. Jesus had to die to cancel out Adam's blood.
All right.
And so now when we bleed, we have the blood of the Lamb. Now, the funny thing, something else I had to discover, and that is when a child is born, the child doesn't have the mother's blood. The child has the father's blood.
That's right. Amen. Amen. They belong to him. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Yeah, I'm stupid. Yeah, I'm crazy. Yeah, I go through something. But I belong to my father.
That's right.
Not my mother that birthed me,
right.
But my father. That's why I can go through something in life. And my father says, you got to recognize the blood that is running through you. See, the blood that runs through you is the power that runs through you. And so what God is saying, every time that somebody comes into the body of Christ, I give you the power to overcome. Overcome what? Overcome any and everything. The power that I speak about is not strength. The power is having authority over something.
Yeah.
So that's why Jesus said to his disciples, he says, I got all power. In other words, I have all authority. Now, whatever God has, God is trying to transfer to you. And so what God is giving us is the power to overcome. Now, once you receive the power of the Lamb, what we understand is that the power gives us the authority to speak over our situation.
Right.
I'm teaching you something this morning.
Right.
So because you have now the power to speak, I understand I don't have to fight you to get my blessings. All I got to do is just speak to my mouth. Once you understand that, I don't have to get out and get down and get ugly with you because I got the power to overcome. See, what Satan has a lot of us doing is fighting. Word for word. Fist for fist. You know what? Sometimes God takes you through something and the first thing he says is shut up. But God, you don't know what they're saying about me. I don't care. You shut up. You see, when we learn to control this little thing called a tongue inside of our mouth. See, you can put tongue on the wrong thing. But what we have to understand is that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Just like you say it can't happen, I want to dare you. I want to challenge you to say I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Just like they say this is going to happen to you and a layoff over here, I need for you to understand, Satan, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not getting laid off. I'm not getting laid under. If anything, I'm going to get a pay raise right in the middle of this storm. If anything, I'm going to get a new job. I wish we can really look at what God is doing in this house. The many people in a tough economy that's getting a pay raise, getting a new economy. I wish you really understood what God was doing in this house. The person to your left, the person to your right. Yeah, they're going through something, but God is still blessing them in spite of our ups and downs, in spite of our ins and outs. God is still God all the time. Have you ever tried God and found yourself on a limb and you knew if God didn't step in for you, if God didn't turn that thing around, it would never be turned around. And so what God is trying to get us to do is get ready for our release. In other words, God is saying, I'm trying to send my spirit, trying to impregnate the church in the last day. If you'll receive my spirit, I promise you, I'll birth out of you healing. I'll birth out of you a peace of mind. I'll birth out of you joy. I'll birth out of you a child. I'll birth out of you your dream. God is trying to get us to get in a place where we can receive what it is that he has for us. And so God begins to take us through a little journey. And the prerequisite for your power is your pain. And so God is saying, but you got to experience the pain. You got to bear the pain before I can give you the power. Oh God, I don't want to go through that. And God is saying, that's your juice right there, baby. The pain that you're going through. That's it right there. That's what you need to embrace. And every time somebody lays a trap for you, you got to know that I'm going to order your steps. I'm going to send you right around that thing. Every time somebody wants you to fall, you got to understand that you won't bounce from that situation. I wish I was talking to somebody here who has bounced from a bad situation, bounced from a bad marriage, bounced from a bad report, bounced from a bad layoff, bounced from unemployment. I wish I was talking to somebody who's been through something and God says, baby, now it's time to bounce. Now it's time to get ready. I know you've been through pain. I know it didn't feel good, but you got to know my hands is still upon you. When they laughed at you, baby, when you cried in the middle of the night, you got to know I'm ready to dry every tear that you got right now, baby. You got to know the God that you serve, he's able to do all things but fail. Have you ever tried the Lord early in the morning, late at night? Have you ever tried the Lord? Nobody else would do anything. All you had was God. And when you found yourself, all you had was God. And the peace still came upon you. And when the peace came upon you, you said, now watch God do something in my life. Yeah, I'm going through some pain right now. It doesn't feel good what I'm experiencing, but I still trust God. I still know that God can work it out. I still know that God is a God of a second chance. I still know that God is turning my situation all around. Have you ever tried God and he turned your little situation around? I'm talking about really turning it around. I'm talking about when he turned your thing around, he even caught you off guard because you said, I don't deserve this. I know I don't deserve this. And somewhere, God says, but favor, baby, favor's not fair. He says, I can do with you what I please. I know you don't have enough to pay the bills, but watch me fill in the gap. You know God is a gap needing, gap needing, gap everything. He'll fill it in. All you got to do is tell God what's on your mind. And so Jesus says, now listen, I'm going through something, and I just got down off the cross. And because I just got off the cross, he says, now all powers is given unto me. I like that because he says they're given unto me. And so when we see the word giving, the word giving comes from a Greek word, which is dynamis, and it has to do with the continuous flowing out.
All
right. Yes. Yes. Do you hear me? A continuous flowing out. In other words, God said, when I give you something, it just gonna flow like milk and honey. If you bring back to me what I said is mine, he says, I'll open up the windows of heaven. You won't even have room enough to receive. It'll just flow. I told you earlier that Satan comes, and he comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I came that you may have life, and have life more abundantly. I don't know about you, but I want some overflow in my life. I want a little extra in my life. I want something that I can break off and bless my neighbor. I want so much in my life. When you begin to go through something, I said, that's all right, child of God. That's all right, my sister. I got you covered. See, God wants us to be in a place where not only a blessing for us, but a blessing for somebody else. And see, we don't understand the blessings. Because if we really understood the blessings, every time God blesses us, you got to know that what you have in your hand at that time, once you receive it, it's no longer your blessing. It's for you to give. Therefore, what I'm left with, God, you even gonna multiply this. I love the Lord because he's given power. And now he gives us power. And he says, I want you to go. I want you to go and I want you to teach everybody what I'm sharing with you. See, pulpit preaching really isn't it. What it really is about is your life. See, somebody's reading your little life. I'm talking about somebody's reading Paul chapter 3, verse number 16. Somebody's reading your life. And somebody reading Ephesians verse number 2 and chapter number 5. Somebody's reading your life. And so when they don't open the Bible, but they see the character and the integrity to see how you walking through stuff. And folk just got laid off. And you still walking through like you walking in the valley and the shadow of death. But you fear no evil. Because you know that God that you serve, he's prepared a way for you. Has God ever prepared a way for you? Has God ever
some mountains out of your way. God's gonna open up something for you. Won't God make a way out of no way? How many other times? God will make a way out of no way. And because he'll make a way, I'm gonna serve it because I know who I serve. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I'm talking about Mary's baby. I'm talking about that I am that I am. How many other times, the Lord? Won't he make a way out of no way? Won't he open some doors? Won't he shut some doors? Won't he remove some haters in your life? You gotta trust the Lord. He says, I'm washing some stuff out of your life. And because I'm washing some stuff out of your life, I need you to get ready, baby. Get ready, get ready. And what I need you to get ready for is that I'm embarrassing you. I'm placing out of your seed, baby. And I'm getting ready to bring that thing out. That vision that you have, I'm bringing it out. The pain and the hell that you've been going through, I ain't got nothing to do with you. It has to do with the seed that you carry. And see, what Satan is trying to do, he's trying to kill your seed. That's why God says, I'm going to go and I'm going to put a little blood on every door post. Because I know you're going through something, but Satan has to pass you by. You ought to thank God that Satan has to pass you by. You ought to thank God that Satan has to pass you by. And you got to know that you have the blessed assurance. Pass me not, oh gentle Savior. He'll never pass you by. He'll always be there. I'm talking about God who sticketh closer than a brother. I'm talking about God that dries the tears. I'm talking about God that give you a peace beyond understanding. I'm talking about God who says you are healed by my strength. You gotta know the God that you serve. And so Jesus says, now I'm down off the cross. And now that I'm down off the cross, what I realize is I got power. I not only do I got power, but I want to transfer my power to you. Are you ready to receive the power of God this morning? Are you ready to receive it this morning? You got to watch this thing. Here it comes. He says, if you want my power, you begin to tell folks about me. You begin to preach the kingdom of God. No, don't talk about how wonderful your church is. He says, I need you to talk about the kingdom of God. I'm talking about wherever you go, there where blessings is. I'm talking about wherever you are, the kingdom of God just happened right then. God is pushing you in a place where he said, through you, I'm going to show my kingdom. Through you, I'm going to manifest my goodness. Through you, I'm going to do something in my life. And see, you all confused. You all twisted. And you think the reason that God has not moved you out of the project is because he's mad with you. And God is saying, but I need my presence to be made known in the housing division, housing subdivision that you live in. You need to know that the car that you got that keep breaking down, God says, I need for you to understand that I got the power to overcome that situation, but I got something good in that. See, every time somebody see you walking because the car puts you down, you still praising God. Every time somebody see you, you still praising God. See, but some of us, we get a new car and we can't praise God no more because we don't have to pray that that one won't break down. But when I had that old sack of Mecca and it used to break down, that old thing kept me praying to God. I knew at any day now it can break down. So I gotta keep on praying. I gotta send one up. See, God is using the pain to get you somewhere. Everything that you've gone through in life, God is saying, baby, I got you right there. And so God is saying, yeah, I know the pain is hard. But because the pain is hard, you got to understand my blessings. He says, I'm using your pain to get you somewhere. And you thought that you were going through something and it would never end. And God is saying, no. Your pain is to get you in a position to receive the power. Have you ever had somebody walk out of your life and you messed around and ran into them 6 months later at the grocery store and you had a new walk and a new smile and a new hairdo and a new step and they turned around and said, I don't know why I left you. That's the turnaround. Yeah, that's the turnaround. That's the turnaround. Have you ever had somebody walk out of your life and then they told you, they so-called themselves doing God a favor, they prophesy in your life and say, you'll be nothing without me. And then some 2 months later, God restored everything that the peck of worm took out of your life and gave you double for your trouble. I wish I was talking to somebody where God has restored something. Listen, you don't need to fear what man's going to do to you. He can't do nothing to you. God has a hedge of protection all around you. You need to begin to what is about to come. You need to begin to praise God for the protection that is all around you. You need to begin to praise God right now. I wish you were just dancing for the Lord this morning. I wish you were just praising this morning. I wish you were just giving something this morning. And just say, Lord, I'm going to dance. David danced. And when David got to dance, the Bible declares that David danced out. God is closed. What David understood is when I get my praise up, that's when God shows up. When I begin to praise him, that's when God shows up. When I begin to say, I've touched the Lord, God shows up in my life. And when God shows up, he shows out. He's in the devil for my trouble. He turned my situation all around. You ought to praise him. Go give him a 15-minute praise him. If you don't mind, just praise him. Come on. And just praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him. Come on and just praise him. Praise him. Give him this morning. What you
going through the pain. You know, a woman can attest to when she's giving birth to a child, the pain that she has to go through. We are the body of Christ, and we're going through pain this morning. It's because you're giving birth to your seed. All of the hell that you're going through, all of the naysayers in your life, but you keep on shining, because they can't stop you. You keep on shining, you keep on standing, you keep on smiling, because they can't stop you. If they could, they would have stopped you a long time ago. When we come to the altar, God says, cast all your cares upon me. In other words, he wants you to push out of all of you. Push that doubt. Push those struggles. Whatever it is that you're going through, just push it. Push it out. God is saying, I'm cycling that thing through.
Thank you, Jesus.
And what you see on television, what you see in the news, it's just PMS. P for the plan of God. M for the manifestation of God. S, that the scriptures may be fulfilled.
Yes.
The world is shaking right now. God is sifting. Sifting.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You know some folk that you thought were true Christians and they fell away?
Jesus.
Because God is sifting.
Yes.
Sifting.
Oh, yes.
Sifting is the process of separating things.
Yes.
Sifting. And he says to Peter, when you are strengthened.
Yes.
Oh, I know you're going to make it.
Oh, yes.
I know you're going to make it. I know you're going to make it. I know you're going to make it. You ought to tell yourself, I know I'm going to make it. When you are strengthened, he says, then heal. Touch. Evangelize to your brother. While you're standing at the altar this morning, I want you to know that God is making someone over again. And he's doing it right now. Not another minute, not another second, not another day. He's doing it right now. Right now. Right now. God, I love you and I trust you, but I'm not asking you to be something tomorrow. I'm asking you for it right now. I know you to be a right now God, and I'm seeking, I'm expecting, I'm standing on it right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. This second, Lord, while I'm in the presence of other believers, this second, make it happen for me right now, Lord. Release me from this thing right now, Lord. Take me from this place right now, Lord. Move me in the right direction right now. Sift me, Lord. Separate me from my enemies right now, Lord. Father God, put a hedge of protection all around me right now. Do it right now, Lord. Do it right now, Lord. Do it right now, Lord. Father God, as you begin to transfer another level of power upon your people, give them the blessed assurance of knowing that all of the pain that they've been through, it was needed so that we can exercise our power. It was needed so your sons and your daughters can run their business better. It was needed, Lord, so that when you birth this thing out of this, your people that's before you, they know how to handle it. The pain was needed. The pain was needed. The pain was needed. The pain was needed. The pain about, it was needed. Those that talked about you, it was needed. It was needed. We stand in your presence. Do with us as you see fit. Remove that which you need to remove and replace it with new wine. Replace it with new friends. Replace it with a new job. Make us over again. God for his power in this place. If you believe that God is making you over, I want to give him a hand clap of praise. I want to bless him in that way. Before you sit down, let me tell you something. If you came this morning because you needed a makeover, you got to know it just happened. And you got to stand on his word. You got to trust him. You got to know. Nobody can have faith for you. You got to know that. When you leave this altar, you need to know that what you ask God for, it is done. You don't hear me. It is done. I know that mountain thing is impossible for you, but it is done. I'm talking about it is done. God has took everything that was crooked in your life and he has made it straight. It is done. You ought to praise him because it is done. It is finished. And God is giving me a new start. I'm talking about the Alpha and Omega of my life. He has just made me over.